Book of Proverbs chapter 4 this morning, if you want to turn there in your Bibles. Proverbs chapter 4, what a blessing to be back in the house of the Lord and to open His Word together as an assembly. Hallelujah. So Proverbs chapter 4, a good reminder this morning, because oftentimes if we're not careful, the devil of the world can distract us from why we're here. And we experienced a bit of that this past 8 weeks, didn't we? And so Solomon gives us some wisdom on this here in verse 25 of Proverbs chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 25. The Bible says, "Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil." So I'm going to entitle this morning's message, "Look Straight." Look straight. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would use your word in our hearts and lives this morning to grow us, to teach us, to convict us, whatever the need might be. May you be glorified, Lord, and we just want to thank you that we can assemble again. May it be a sweet time in your word. And Lord, may we leave saying it was truly good to be in the house of the Lord. So we love you. We commit this service to you. May you be pleased with all aspects of it. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. So, again, if we're not careful, we can get distracted from the path that we're on, from why God left us here after we get saved. And God wants us to make sure we know we're on the right path. Now, if we're saved, we're obviously on the path to heaven. That can't change. Hallelujah. But God has things for us to do while we're here on earth. And He has something specific for each one of us to do. And He wants us to find what that is and do it. And so we'll just walk through this passage together and learn some things together. It says, "Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee." I don't know about you, but all of us struggle with things distracting us from our purpose here on earth. And that is to glorify God and to serve God and to put Him first. And that comes in many different forms, does it not? Let's look at a couple. Proverbs chapter 23. And verse 5, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 5, "Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings, they fly away as an eagle toward heaven." So one of the obvious distractions that we can face is the pursuit of things and money. And that's what the world's all about, isn't it? To get more and more and more, more money, more stuff. God says, why should we set our eyes on things that are not? In other words, things that are very temporary, things that are going to burn up, things that are, as he says, riches will make themselves wings and fly away. And many, many people with wealth have seen this happen in their own lives. So we can be distracted by the pursuit of things, by the pursuit of money. And even in the New Testament, we're told that covetousness is idolatry. So we need to look straight. We need to be careful not to get distracted. Go to Proverbs 28 and we'll see another example, Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 10. The Bible says, "Whoso causeth the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself in his own pit." So another thing, obviously, is sin. Sin can distract us from why we're here, from our purpose here on earth, which is to serve the Lord and put Him first. If we're not careful, we can get distracted by sin. And these are just a couple of examples, but God wants us to look straight. Now, in the New Testament, Jesus, talking about Lot and his wife, he says, "No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." And we all know what happened to Lot's wife. She turned into a pillar of salt. But he said, if you put your hand to the plow, if you're out there farming and you're going forward and plowing those furrows so that you can plant your fields as a farmer, one thing you don't do is look backwards while you're plowing. Or your furrows aren't going to be straight. You've got to keep your eyes ahead. You've got to look straight. So Jesus said that. Once you've put your hand to the plow, once you've said, I'm Jesus's now, I'm one of His children, I'm one of His servants, He says, don't look back. Don't get distracted by the past, but focus on looking ahead to what God has for you. So let's go back to our passage this morning, Proverbs chapter 4. He says in verse 26, ponder the path of thy feet. A path is really a decision to go in a certain direction, is it not? If you go into the redwoods, there's a lot of paths you can choose from. And you're always coming up to different paths going across. And every time you take a different path, you've just made a decision. I'm going to go this way. And if you're not careful, you can end up where you didn't expect to end up. In the redwoods, there's so many different paths. That's what a path is. And God wants us to ponder. Look at that word, ponder. Think about, contemplate the path that you've chosen to take. As God's child, what paths or path are we on? And is it the one that God wants us to be on? Go to Psalm 119, if you would, back to the left just a hair. And verse 59, Psalm 119, verse 59, David here talking about his paths. And notice what he says, Psalm 119, 59, I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. He said, I thought about where I was going and I turned my feet, or I decided to change the direction I was going to be in line with your word. That's always a good thing. Matter of fact, the Bible says thy word is a light, right? Under my feet, a lamp under my feet and a light unto my path. In other words, God says he will help us to find the path if we'll stay in here. It acts as like a torch to show us the path that he wants us to take. So if we need more direction, there it is. Go to Proverbs chapter 4 now and verse 18. And when we're talking about our path that we're on as Christians, God says that path for Christians is a good thing. A blessed thing. Look at verse 18 of Proverbs chapter 4. The path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. If God came down today and he said, I want you to stop and I want you to think about the path that you're on. I want you to stop and think 5 years from now, 10 years from now, where will you be? Will it be shining more? Will you be closer to the Lord? Is that the path you're on? And honestly, a lot of Christians would have to be honest and say no. If I kept going on my current path, I will be further away from the Lord. And many Christians, that's the case. It's a decision. One that we have to make. God's not going to make it for us. God gave us a free will. But he wants us to ponder it, as he says here in Proverbs 4:26, ponder the path of thy feet. You know, when it comes to salvation, even when the world makes these decisions, very rarely do they make the decision to follow the Lord. It's sad, but it's true. But didn't Jesus say, straight is the gate and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it, in Matthew 7:14. When you decided to get saved, you went through a very narrow gate. Hallelujah. That we made that decision. The gate to follow Jesus. So back to our passage, Proverbs chapter 4. First of all, he says, I want you to look straight. I want you to not be looking back. I don't want you to be getting distracted by everything around you. I want you to look straight ahead. And then I want you to ponder the path of thy feet. And then he says in verse 26, and let all thy ways be established. Now, the only way that can happen is if we ask God the way. They're not going to be established if they're involved in sin. They're not going to be established if we're chasing after the wrong things, fame or money or whatever. God says, let thy ways be established. And the only way that can happen is if we seek his guidance. Most of us know Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, right? The second verse says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. There it is again. Acknowledge Him. Put Him first, and He shall direct thy paths. He'll show you the way. He will establish. Go to Psalm 5 in verse 8. David here, in one of his prayers, he asks God for direction, for help. And we need to be doing this every day. Lord, am I on the right path? Lord, is this the direction you want me to take? Lord, I want my ways established. And by the way, if we're on the wrong path, our ways aren't going to be established. Look at Psalm 5, verse 8. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. Make it clear, Lord. Make thy way straight. And again, the word of God is the torch, isn't it? Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So God is willing if we'll ask. Go to Psalm 25. We'll look at one more. Psalm 25, verse 4. God wants us to be looking straight. He wants us to ponder our paths. He wants us to make sure that all our ways are established by Him. Psalm 25, 4, show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths. Teach me thy paths. Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. In Luke 9, 23. So in this great passage from Solomon already, go back there, Proverbs chapter 4, we've learned that we're to be looking straight, we've learned that we're to be pondering our path, and we've learned that our ways need to be established by the Lord. He goes on to say in verse 27, turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Don't get distracted in modern day vernacular. Look straight and go straight. Don't go to the right hand or to the left. Go to Isaiah 59 and verse 7, where God expounds upon this a bit for us. Isaiah 59 and verse 7. But don't get distracted. Do you think the devil wants to distract Christians? Of course he does. Do you think the world is trying to distract Christians? Absolutely. Do you think your flesh, the old man, wants to distract you from doing the right thing all the time? God says, turn not to the right nor to the left. Isaiah 59, look at verse 7. Their feet run to evil. They make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Crooked paths. We've already been told to look straight. God says sin leads us into crooked paths. Little offshoots that we need to stay off of. And yet there's so much out there. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, the tempter, the devil. Everything is out there trying to distract us from doing what God wants us to do, going forward in the path that He's chosen for us. And He finishes there in Proverbs 4:27 by saying, remove thy foot from evil. You aren't going to go anywhere for God if you're living in sin. That's the truth. If you're not walking with the Lord, you're not walking where God wants you to go. If you're walking in sin, you're on the wrong path. And that's what he says. This whole thing is about looking straight and pondering your path, and having your ways established, not getting distracted. None of that can happen the way it needs to if you're involved in evil. Remove thy foot from evil. Go back to Proverbs 4 and verse 14 this time, just earlier in the chapter. Look what he says. Enter not into the path of the wicked. And go not in the way of evil men. There's a lot of wicked paths out there. And there's a lot of evil men trying to woo us onto those paths. Go to Proverbs chapter 16 now. And verse 6 this time. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 6. The Bible says, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. And then look on down 16:17. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. God wants us on the highway of the upright. Those who stay away from evil. Will we make mistakes? Of course. And then we immediately confess it and get back on the path. And stay close to the Lord. So he wants us to look straight. And there's so much out there trying to get us to look other places. We have to just keep reminding ourselves, why am I here? Why am I here? Why did God leave me here? Why did God save me and leave me here rather than just take me to heaven? There's obviously a reason. And he's imparted me with gifts. He's given me his own presence, made me his temple. He's given me abilities. He's given me his word. Why am I here? What does God have for me? What does he want me to do with my Christian life? We need to make sure we know the answer to that. And then what do we need to do but go forward? Look straight. Don't get distracted. Ponder the path that we're on. Is it the path God wants us to take? And take it. And use this torch of this book along the way. Amen? It is a light unto my path. It will show you the way you need to go. But don't get distracted. Don't allow your foot to get involved in evil and end up over in the ditch somewhere. Look straight. Ponder the path of thy feet and go that way. The way God wants you to go. And I believe when we get to heaven, we're going to be accountable for what we chose to do. What path we chose to take. The Bible talks about that, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, how we're going to be judged, and some of our works are going to be wood, hay, stubble. They're just going to be burnt up, and some are going to be gold, silver, and precious stones. And I believe it's all based on what we chose to do with the life and the energy and the time that he's given us between the day we got saved and the day we leave this earth, what we chose to do, what path we chose to take and focus on and get involved in, we're going to be accountable. And so, as the Bible says, let's not be ashamed at his coming. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 28, let's look forward to his coming. And hope and pray that we'll be one of the ones that he says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Because we chose to take God's path and walk it and light the way with his word. Look straight, God says. That's his admonition for us today. Let's take it to heart. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, I want to thank you so much.